Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 6th of March. I'm your host, Paul White. I'm actually bringing today's podcast to you from inside of the Clubhouse Theater at Sterling-on-the-Lake in Flowery Branch. I sometimes take my podcast recording on the road, depending on what life has thrown at me. Over the next few days, I will do them from various locations because I've got some midweek travel coming up. By the time you hear this, that midweek travel will be in the rearview mirror. But I record these in advance, and so I'm actually recording this one from the location of our midweek Tuesday night Bible study in Flowery Branch. That midweek study airs on Wednesdays at the same place you get this DDP, which means that as you are having access to this in real time on the 6th of March, you also have access to what we taught last night at the Tuesday night meeting. Those air on Wednesdays. So you get to double up on Wednesdays and double up on Sundays as we air sermons from around the world on our Sunday edition of the podcast. So that just in case you pick up on the difference in ambience and sound, the way that today's podcast and the next few sound, the reason the next few is that I will be doing some from the road. Sometimes I like to do that from a hotel room or from wherever I can find a space. And so my trip to Ohio, which again, as you hear this, will be in the past, will have us doing some podcasts from the road as well. That's a little behind-the-scenes stuff that actually may not matter to most of you, although I do find some people like to hear some of those little ins and outs about how we do what it is that we do, and so I like to share that from time to time. Zechariah chapter 11, we've arrived in the 8th verse, and this is a verse that scholars are torn as to what it possibly means. Let's read it. Tell you what, where there is no ambiguity, and then mention the things that might be open for discussion. Zechariah 11:8, I dismissed the three shepherds in 1 month. My soul loathed them, and their soul also abhorred me. Where we can probably find common ground is the fact that the speaker is the same. It's still the Lord talking. He began speaking in verse 4. He's been speaking for several verses now. Whatever he's talking about, whomever he's talking about, there is a mutual dislike for the way he prefers things and the way they prefer things. And there's also not a named individual. When you see that phrase shepherd, we're talking about the leaders, particularly the leaders of Israel in one capacity or the other. So what we can be sure of is that this was some form of leadership in Israel that was supposed to be taking care of the people, but they were not. And they had a mutual dislike for the way God is doing things as much as he has a dislike for the way they are doing things. And within the setting of this prophecy in which we are talking about Christ and him being the one who will have the opportunity to shatter covenant at the cross. We've been talking about those shepherds that don't pity the people who worship a king. And we told you that in the book of John, the leaders of Israel claim Caesar to be their king. It doesn't take too far a stretch to land on the reality that the leaders of Israel are opposed to the way God wants to do things if you are to consider that the way God wants to do things is best represented in Jesus. If you don't think the way God wants to do things is best represented in Jesus, then this makes no sense to be attributed to the leaders of Israel in Christ's day. I think most of us would agree that the leaders of Israel in Christ's day did not see Jesus as the best representation of the Father. We do. If we can land together on that, then we can deal with the statements of which there is some murkiness and some dissent. And that's this: who are these shepherds? That Bible scholars are split on. Some name actual individuals. Some believe it to be offices that were relevant in the natural realm in the day of Christ. For instance, scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, or Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, these different governing leadership spiritual bodies within Israel at the time of Christ. I personally think that it is three offices because they are the overseers of which Jesus will replace, and Jesus doesn't replace Essenes and Pharisees and Sadducees, but Jesus does replace prophet, priest, and king. And the prophet, priest, and king have been the ruling party in so many respects over Israel from the beginning of Israel. And when Jesus comes, he will be the fulfillment of Moses' prophet prophecy. He will be the great high priest, and he will be King of kings and Lord of lords. Where we might run into some issue is how do we handle this statement that he dismissed them in 1 month? And I think how we handle that is to realize that this could just be the imagery, the timing imagery of Old Testament prophetic language. For instance, take a look at Hosea chapter 5, verse 7, where God says, "They have dealt treacherously with the Lord, for they have begotten pagan children," literally strange children. "Now a new moon shall devour them and their heritage." A new moon shall devour them and their heritage doesn't make a lot of sense in the literal language because a new moon can't devour anyone. But if it's a timing thing, you could say they'll die before the next new moon. Or you could also say that there is a determined time on God's calendar, just as there's a determined time on your calendar, such as a new moon, when these will be devoured. And I lean towards that. God saying, I have a time in which I am going to remove those shepherds who are doing nothing for my people. That time will fall, I think, at the cross and the resurrection, in which they will, their authority will be removed. But I don't know that it will be completely fulfilled until the fall of the temple. And I think there's a little bit of that in Zechariah 11. But for the most part, I think this 11th chapter is speaking to the death of Christ at Calvary and how he becomes the replacement for all of those who are not doing their job in shepherding the children of Israel. We'll jump into the 9th verse tomorrow as we're heading towards the climactic event of this great 11th chapter. And I'll see you then. God bless.